If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for coming on with us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been fun listening.
Well, you've entered...
I can't imagine how anybody doesn't think that video is hilarious. I was laughing then.
Yeah, well, that was 93 when you decided to surprise us with that trip to Disney World. That lampshade, Mom, in that video is quite something.
Well, it was the 90s, and I hope your listeners know, too, that my hair looks a lot better now than it did then.
Sure does.
Please don't judge.
Right, no, and it was a very fun trip to Disney World, as I'm sure you remember. Sorry, my anxiety about not going to... By the way, this was the best advertisement ever for Lake Lawn Lodge, because you have two children screaming that they're not going to Lake Lawn Lodge in Wisconsin and that they have to go to Disney World instead.
Yeah, I know. I should get a little bit of fun from that, right?
Yeah, after me first. Me first, Mom. Amazingly, I didn't bring you on to talk about the Disney World trip, though people are commenting on that. Earlier in the show, Wendy Snyder and I were talking. Wendy's car wouldn't start this morning. She was in for Bob, so she had to take an Uber, and I told her she should hitchhike home. We got on the topic of hitchhiking, and then I brought up that I was pretty certain that you and Dad were somewhat, I don't know how frequent, hitchhikers between Western Illinois University and where you guys lived in Norridge. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's absolutely true that I would never want any of my children to do it. But Dad and I did it all the time. We had no car at that point and no money. He was my boyfriend at that point. And so sometimes we'd get a ride to Galesburg, and then we'd get, on one of the ramps for, I-88 coming to Chicago. And almost invariably, we were always picked up by truckers, so I guess maybe they were lonely.
Was it ever weird, or was it always just fine?
It was always fine. There was a little creepy factor in it, only because, your dad is a big guy, so I kind of felt safe with him. But if a trucker picked us up, I'd always be in the middle because I was small. And so I had to kind of sit next to this very, a man that I had, I didn't know. And I'm not saying they were creepy, but it was kind of a creepy situation. So,
did you ever get to blow the horn on the truck, though, at least?
No, I did not.
Okay, that's good. So, but the story.
And then
go ahead.
And one time, I'm sorry. One time my car broke down. I was alone and I was going to my parents. So I'm on the interstate going up north to Norridge, where my parents lived, and my car broke down, and I'm on the side of the expressway, and what you guys don't realize, I had no phone. What was I going to do? So a trucker stopped, and I keep thinking, why would I get in the car by myself? But I did, and he took me to one of the oases where I called my dad, and my dad brought me a big can of gas.
Oh, okay. So, there you go.
I don't know.
The story that I remember the most, though, and I may have gotten some of the details wrong, I don't think it involved hitchhiking, but it involved things that I don't think you'd ever want us to do or wouldn't have
Never.
When we were in our 20s. Dad had gone
Never.
Down to Mexico with some friends, and his car broke down, and he just left it on someone's lawn, right? And then you guys had to go back and get it?
That's exactly right. And so he and his friends took buses and more buses and finally got back, to the area and back to Western Illinois. And by then, spring break was over. None of his friends were going to go back. He had to go back. He left his car there, and he was going to bring parts. And so, I was kind of a softie, and I said, okay, I'll go with you. And it was a 3-week adventure, and I can't even begin to tell you the crazy things that we did. But we finally got to Obregon, Mexico. We had to get to Mazatlan, Mexico. But when we were in Obregon, we got off the bus, and we're just standing there. And these two people, a woman and a man who had a little child, they came up to us and they said, hey, would you guys like to babysit?
What?
We're babysitting this kid's child in a van in Obregon, Mexico, while these people went out.
Wait. Were they going to transport you from one place to the other, and the cost was babysitting their kid for a while?
That is exactly right.
Mom, how would you know that they were going to come back and they weren't just pawning off a two-year-old on you?
I mean, plus, they were from California. They're very much hippies. It was the time. So another whole crazy thing is, I mean, they had drugs with them. And so I'm thinking, I'm going to prison in Mexico, and I'm 20 years old.
So Steve Bertrand wants to jump in here.
John's
Steve.
Mom, did you
have... Marsha, by the way.
Oh, I think she must have had a better... Did you have a hippie name?
No, I did not have a hippie name.
Is that a thing, a hippie name, like a, different
name? Well, I mean, she's name? Living the life, isn't she?
Yeah, right? Peace, love, and happiness.
You know...
You were a hippie, Mom.
I kind of was. I'm an artist, and I was an art teacher. I'm kind of a hippie still. But it was just a crazy situation. They turned out to be decent people, and eventually they drove us to Obregon, but we had to make all these side trips. They wanted to go fishing. We had to go fishing with them and their kids. They wanted to go to the beach. We went to Topolobampo with them. We went, so it was kind of a meandering trip, but eventually we got to this town where Dad's car was, and these people kept it in there, like at their home for like a month. And when we got there, they were gracious. We had dinner with them. You know, they didn't want anything. So kind of a crazy story. And Dad, because cars back then were simple, he had blown a gasket on his Datsun, on his orange Datsun. So put the gasket in, and back we meandered.
3 weeks to go back from Western Illinois back. Did you guys ever go to class during any of this time?
Both of us had to drop out of school. So
to go get Dad's car?
Well, yes. I did not want my children doing this. And this is a time with no phones. My parents didn't know where I was.
You didn't tell Grandma and Grandpa you were dropping out of school to go get Dad's car in the middle of Mexico?
We told them, but then once you go, they have no way to communicate with you. I mean, they weren't happy about it.
So, your parents, by the way, the sweetest two human beings ever. So.
Yeah, and it was an adventure. It ended up okay. I mean, there's a lot more to the story, but we won't go into it.
Yeah, we're out of time. But, you know I'm up against the news.
But he's filling in for Bob tomorrow. Yeah. Call back. I want to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, we got 4 hours tomorrow morning, Mom. Okay.
Okay. All right. Love
you. Love you too, Mom. That was a great story, by the way. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye, kiddo.
All right. That's Marsha Hansen, my mom. I just babysit my kid. I've just met you. 2 hours or a two-year-old in Mexico will drive you to where you need to go.
And don't open the pouch.
So 708 says, it sounds like your parents met a lot of decent people. They did. And maybe that's like the lesson, is that these things ultimately usually work out. Not saying go hitchhiking, but we have such a fear of each other and strangers now that we didn't have back then. If we could find a happy medium between those two worlds and realize that some Mexican family let my dad park his Datsun in their garage and didn't want anything for a month. And my dad brought his gasket down there, fixed it, and drove back up. That's also a lesson in resourcefulness. I wouldn't know the first thing if my car broke down. Oh, gosh. Okay, a lot of people enjoying my mom. That's Marsha Hansen, who spent, by the way, 30-some years as an art teacher in Westmont and Downers Grove.